Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
So the last few days have kind of been a up and down. I'll say actually more than the last few days. It's been quite some time that, hold on, let me turn up my volume. Sorry. It has just been quite a few days, months, I'd say, of just really searching. Searching for who exactly am I? Or I don't even so much want to say where do I fit, because I think we spend too much time trying to figure out where we fit, but we weren't made to fit in. We're made to stand out. And today specifically, I will say I felt lighter. Magical is the word that I used earlier. Not that everything is resolved, not in any way, shape, form, or fashion. But it was something inside of me internally that finally aligned. And I even posted a note that I actually would like to read to you, so that I can tell it to you exactly how I felt it this morning. So let me pull it up and I will share it with you. So I said, sorry. To get to the actual post. Okay, so I said, feeling pretty magical today. It's incredible the awakening that happens in your soul when you see God's hand at work in you. When you realize that you were searching for you amid hiding behind what was comfortable, familiar, less scary. Then you remember whose you are, and suddenly the scripture comes to mind. If God be for me, who could be against me? And the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In that particular moment, I felt pretty triumphant. Even in the middle of unknowns and uncertainty, I was like, I can be certain in God. And my mind was just blown. And I thought about all the times that I felt like I need to be, I don't know, how do I explain who I am? So many times people are like, well, what do you do? And it's like, well, I do a few different things. So which one do I say? Or how do I share it all without overload of information? Or how do I express who I am? And I think I knew how to express who I am, but it was that concern of, is that enough, that made it hard for me to express that. So then you follow with, oh, these are my titles, or these are my roles, or this is what I do. It's always the what instead of the who. But I don't know. It was just something about this morning that it was just like, okay, I feel the alignment in my spirit of just settling in. I don't know. It was freeing, I will say, because it was just like, God's like, I've been here the whole time. I'm right here. I've got you. I don't know if you ever saw that picture where it's like a depiction of Jesus kneeling down on one knee. He's got this huge teddy bear behind his back, and there's a little girl in front of him, and she's holding like this teeny tiny little teddy bear, and she's holding it so tight she doesn't want to let it go. And he's just like, just give it to me. Just let go. I've got you. And he was about to give her an even better teddy bear. And it was just like, how many times do we think that, you know, either we're not enough, or we're unsure of who we are, or we feel lost in like roles, or, you know, we have to describe the titles or the different things that we're doing. We feel like we have to prove our value and our worth. And God's just like, all you need is me. I've got you. If you just trust me, seek me first, as he tells us, in the kingdom of God, everything else, will, all of his righteousness and everything else will be done to you. But so many times we're seeking other things, or we're trying to prove who we are or validate, you know, our value and our worth. And Jesus isn't asking us that at all. He's got it all covered. He didn't ask us to fix it. He didn't ask us to be in control of it, to figure it out or come up with, all the solutions to. Nope. He just said to surrender it and put it in his hands. And so I don't know. When I say it was like a mind-blowing moment, it was just like, okay, I'm not afraid. It wasn't that I was afraid of failing, because obviously of course, as a high achiever, I did not want that. But it was I was afraid of being fully seen. How many of you have felt like that? But even in uncertainty, we can be certain in God. I will say that nothing externally changed overnight, but internally, something clicked. And it was just so freeing. I mean, that changed everything for me. And it was just today. And I was like, I have to share this. And so I just want to say, like, if you're listening and you've been hiding behind what's comfortable, even if it was a good thing, I just want you to know that God doesn't rush you out of safety. He waits until you're ready to be free. And so I just want to encourage you in that today that it's not a race for you to hurry up and achieve this, or a race for you to hurry up and do this or do that or take care of this or, solve everything. He's not asking you to do that. He's just asking you to trust him. And the only way you can do that is to be in alignment with him. And that comes through spending time with him, getting to know him and his character, reading his word. Man, his word will not return to him void. And the more that you read it, the more that you understand. And there are some scriptures that I've read a million times in my lifetime that literally just in the last couple of months have had a completely new meaning. They refer to it as revelation knowledge. And it's powerful because it's like, huh, that's what you meant by that. And you get to see God in completely different ways. Like, it's hard for you to be like, oh, God's a healer if you haven't been sick and experienced him healing you. And I don't just mean sick physically. That could be emotionally, mentally, any way, but God has come in and helped you. You don't know him as Jehovah Jireh if you hadn't had to wait for him to provide for you. So it's learning him and those different characteristics of who he is and being able to see him as he reveals more and more of his character to you through those certain situations. There could be storms all around you. It's like that song, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. Well, we could still be in peace. Because even if there's a storm all around us, God is our certainty and our sure thing. And so today I just want to encourage you in that to get in alignment with God, because then everything else can fall into place. You can be free to become exactly who He created you to be, because that hasn't changed. He put that in you before He even formed you in your mother's womb. It's just that we have to figure that out and be like, okay, got it. I understand. And so I want to encourage you in that today. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for each and every person that's listening today. We thank you for those, Father, that even right now feel that they are out of alignment. They are unsure of who they are in you. They feel like they've got to chase, the approval of others, or they've got to people please, or they feel the need to prove their value or their worth based on their performance or their actions or the things that they're doing. But their value and worth comes solely from you. It's not about their performance or their deeds or any of the other things that we feel like we need to do as humans in order to be truly loved, because you already love us unconditionally. And you said there's no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. So we thank you, Father, that you laid down your life for us. And we thank you, Father, that our value and our worth comes from you, that we are enough in you. So for each and every person listening, Father, I pray that you encourage and uplift them right now. Help them to have that one scripture that you want them to go to and hang on to, because your word will not return to them void. Help them to see themselves the way that you see them, Lord, and to be in alignment with you so that they too can be free. Not that they'll get it right every single day, Father, but the more and more they spend that time with you, the closer and closer they can become. We ask these things in your sweet Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, I just want to encourage you today and remind you, as always, to never let anyone or anything stop you from blooming. There is something great inside of you that others need. So dare to just be you.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack. where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbenis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.